Welcome back, everybody. Let's talk about four different things that you can eliminate from your life today that are causing you to feel anxiety. Years ago, I was listening to a podcast episode, and the name of this episode was CATS. Obviously, that's why this episode is stuck with me, but what CATS stands for is caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar. And these are four main factors that contribute significantly to anxiety. Today, I'm going to go over briefly about the physiological side effects that these things have on our bodies so that you can become conscious of when this happens and you can start understanding why. So first of all, caffeine is a central nervous system stimulant. And we all know that when we drink caffeine, our heart rates, they go up rapidly. Our body heat goes up. And of course, our breathing increases rapidly as well. Unfortunately, these are all signs of anxiety. So when we drink caffeine and we begin to feel these things, our brain actually cannot differentiate between anxiety and between caffeine. It just puts us into fight or flight because it's so used to it feeling this way. Now, if you are somebody who struggles with anxiety on a daily basis and you drink caffeine, it is like throwing gasoline onto that fire. It's just going to ignite that anxiety more and more and make it more intense for you. The second factor that contributes significantly to anxiety is alcohol. And for those of you that do drink, you know that when you're hungover, you definitely feel high levels of anxiety and panic. And there's good reasoning for that. So when we drink, our brains create an influx of chemicals called GABA and dopamine. So GABA is a chemical that produces relaxation, and dopamine, of course, we all know what that is. Pleasure, reward, relaxation, you know, all of those really good feelings. So our brains create an influx of them, and then once we stop drinking, we're not creating that influx anymore. So our brain is craving it. Our brain wants it. It actually doesn't know what to do without it. And this is especially true for people who are heavy drinkers. So our body begins to go through withdrawal. We begin to panic. We begin to shake. We begin to have crazy racing thoughts, right? All of these signs of anxiety. And so our bodies go into fight or flight. The next factor is tobacco. There are many reasons why tobacco creates anxiety. But it releases dopamine, again, right, which allows us to feel pleasure and relaxation. That's why a lot of us smoke, because it's kind of like our reward, right? It's something to, quote unquote, calm us down. But when we don't have it, our body begins to go in withdrawal. And withdrawal looks like a racing heart, fidgeting, shaking, racing thoughts, all of these different things that contribute highly to anxiety. Now, the last factor, which I honestly think is the most important, is sugar. And I think it's the most important because sugar is such a huge part of our daily lives. Like 60% of Americans' diets include highly processed foods every single day. 60% of Americans. Okay, that's crazy. That's huge. And so I'm going to talk more deeply on this aspect of things today, just because I think that it's so important for people to understand that those highly processed foods and those refined carbohydrates that we eat on a daily basis are the cause of so many different mental health disorders. Now, when I had stopped drinking, guys, I continued to go through different withdrawal phases. And what that looked like for me was severe anxiety and panic, especially in social settings. And I thought that I just drank so much and messed my brain up so bad that there was no going back and it was forever going to be like this, especially because I tried everything I knew how to do to stop that from happening. And no matter what I was doing, it wasn't helping it. I was still getting these crazy panic attacks when I was around other people. So I'm sitting in my freedom session group one night, and one of the questions asked us to be authentic and be real about what's actually scaring us. And you know what? I was like, screw it. I'm just going to come clean. I'm going to let this out because I haven't told anybody about this yet. I've been trying to do it all on my own, but you know what? This is a place to be authentic and take off that mask. So let's do it. So I come clean about these crazy panic attacks that I get in social settings and how it actually stops me from going around people because I don't want to feel that or experience it. And one of the ladies in my group starts talking about gut health. And if we don't have a healthy gut, we don't have a healthy brain. And so I thought that this was really interesting. So the next couple of days, I do a lot of research. I'm learning a lot about the ketogenic diet and how there are certain psychiatrists right now who are using it as an intervention to heal mental illness. So of course, you know me, I dive right in, like hours and hours and hours upon hours every single day of just learning about the ketogenic diet. Now, a lot of us know about the ketogenic diet as a weight loss diet, right? Not a lot of us know the benefits it has on us on a mental level. So I'll try to explain in the best way that I can to teach you of why you can use this if you are experiencing anxiety, depression, panic attacks, all of it. This can help you if you utilize it. So a lot of these mental illnesses that we know about are the consequence of mitochondria dysfunction. Now, for those of you that do not know what mitochondria are, they are the powerhouses of our cells. They contribute to the levels of oxygen being taken in and the amounts of carbon dioxide going out. They are responsible for gene expression, signaling calcium in the brain. They are responsible for inflammation in the brain. They are responsible for a lot. And I think there's a lot about mitochondria that we don't know, but there is quite a bit that we do know. And one of the most fascinating aspects of mitochondria is that they produce serotonin and dopamine, and they also release it. So again, serotonin and dopamine are those feel-good hormones, and if we don't have a lot of serotonin and dopamine, we don't feel good, and we're prone to mental illnesses. Now, what's also really interesting is that 90% of our serotonin is created in our gut, and only 10% of our serotonin is created in our brain. So if we are feeding ourselves crappy food, like highly processed foods and refined carbohydrates all the time, we are hurting our mitochondria. We are destroying our mitochondria, and therefore we do not have a healthy gut, so we do not have a healthy brain. All of this research has been significant to my life because I've utilized this ketogenic diet now for about 4 weeks, and I have seen massive improvements in the panic and the anxiety that I once thought was never going to go away because of the drinking that I was doing beforehand. Now, I'll give you some evidence from an actual psychiatrist named Dr. Palmer, who utilizes the ketogenic diet as an intervention with his patients to either get them off medication or put them into full remission. How he came across the ketogenic diet as an intervention was, first, he knew that it was created 100 years ago, actually, and it was created to heal people who are suffering with epilepsy. So for those of you who don't know what epilepsy is, it's constant seizures, and it is a neurological disorder. It's a disease of the brain. And so they created a ketogenic diet to heal that. And when Dr. Palmer found this out, he realized, well, a lot of the medicines that they're putting patients on for bipolar and schizophrenia and depression are actual medications that they use for patients with seizures. So he first seen a correlation there and then realized, well, okay, if the ketogenic diet was helping people with brain diseases and was helping them go into remission and stop the seizures, why wouldn't it work on people who were suffering with other mental disorders? If the medication, quote unquote, works for them, then why would this diet not work on them, right? So this was his realization a little bit after. But originally, what started the ketogenic diet for Dr. Palmer as an intervention was he had this patient who he was seeing for 8 years, and this patient suffered from something called schizoaffective disorder. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a mix between schizophrenia and bipolar. So he got the worst of both worlds: massive hallucinations, obesity due to the medications he was on, delusions, clinical depression, you name it. This guy was experiencing it. He was on 17 different medications and none of them worked. So He was extremely overweight as well, like I was just saying. And so Dr. Palmer put him on the ketogenic diet originally to drop that weight. I believe it was like 6 months. No, that's got to be wrong. I don't think it was 6 months. It must have been more than that. But this patient had lost 160 pounds. And within the first 2 weeks of this patient utilizing the ketogenic diet for weight loss, Dr. Palmer started to realize that there were significant decreases in his depression. And within 8 weeks, the client started reporting that his hallucinations were going away, his paranoia was going away, he was able to go outside in public and all of these different things. And so Dr. Palmer is sitting there like, what is going on? This is a non-curable disease. This man is supposed to suffer forever with these side effects. And so obviously this doctor is just absolutely mind blown. So from that point, that's when he starts putting the correlation together of, okay, the medication used for epilepsy or the same medications used for depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, all these different mental health disorders. And they had such great success with the ketogenic diet with that. And now I'm having such great success with this patient as well that, okay, hold on, something's going on here. So he continued to utilize this diet on hundreds of patients, and most of them came completely off their medication and went into full remission. Now, not all patients were cured with the ketogenic diet, but considering the rates that medication heals compared to the ketogenic diet, I would 100% say that the ketogenic diet is way more effective than medications are. And medications really are like that bandage. They're not there to completely heal the disability. They're just there to cover up the pain, right? And that's not to say that medication isn't important, because it can be very, very important for some people. However, not everybody wants to be on medication, especially not for forever. So the ketogenic diet, of course, is in its infancy right now, and there is a whole bunch of more research that needs to be done on it. But from the evidence that we have so far, it's healing the mitochondria of the cells, and it's healing us from the inside out. Now, getting into the science and getting into this research, let me tell you, it's a lot. There's so much to know, but it is so fascinating that a high-fat, low-carb, real food, ketogenic diet is giving people these amazing results. And not only mental results, but of course, physical results as well. There's cancer, obesity, diabetes, all these different things. But I encourage you that if you are intrigued by this, to go and do your research on this. Because since I've been utilizing it, guys, the panic is gone. I'm not scared to go into social settings anymore. Coffee is something I still struggle with. I do know that when I drink coffee, I instantly have anxiety. And so it's one thing that I really need to work towards on just cutting it out completely, because there's literally no benefits for it, for myself at least. But that's why I encourage you, if you do drink coffee, if you do vape, you smoke, you do drink alcohol or eat sugar, to pay attention to what really triggers that anxiety in you. And then from there, you can make a conscious decision on what to do next. Let me tell you, okay, getting into this whole high-fat ketogenic diet has been life-changing for me. And I was at a point, guys, where I was on the floor begging God, like, God, take this away. Like, I don't feel like myself. Can't you see how bad it is for me? I can't live like this. I can't go around people. Why are you not delivering me? And I was so mad. I was so mad. And it's funny that through a freedom session group, right? For those of you that don't know what this is, for those of you that haven't been listening to my podcast, it's healing through discipleship. So it's healing with other people who are Christians and healing with Jesus Christ. And so it's funny that this knowledge came to me through a freedom session group. So at the end of the day, it was like, okay, you still delivered me. I had no reason to be that mad because you still helped me. But yeah, so I thought that that was interesting part of all of this. But 100% do recommend, guys, if you are suffering from anxiety or depression or panic, hallucinations, delusion, psychosis, whatever it may be that's going on mentally, to at least try the ketogenic diet and to do a little bit of research so you can understand for yourself and you can see the case studies and the evidence that we have supporting this as a mental health intervention. So I'm going to leave that there. I'm going to leave this a little bit shorter today. Again, you know how I always end this. Thank you so much for showing up. I hope you got something important out of this, something that can push you towards healing and something that can get you closer to being that person you really want to be. I love you all, and I will talk to you soon.